Barry Winter, covered with ice and snow. There was a mountain sound warming that cabin, making the timbers glow. It was like falling off a log into moss. It was like sleeping on a bed of pine straw. It was like walking through the thicket to the sun, like rising in the morning fog. Now that the past is gone, where are you gonna run? Now that the past is gone, what are you looking for? It was a maiden, softest of green, brightest metal we'd ever seen. There was an earthly sound hovering o'er the ground, turning the flowers around. It was like falling off a log into moss. It was like sleeping on a bed of pine straw. It was like walking through the thicket to the sunlight, rising in the morning fog. Now that the past is gone, where are you gonna run? Now that the past is gone, what are you looking for? What are you looking for?
Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that Jesus is blessing you and keeping you, no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is, now that the past is gone, where are you going to run? Now that the past is gone, where are you going to run? Are you someone who dwells in the past? Are you someone who dwells in the past, or are you someone who's always chasing your past? Maybe trying to make sense of your past. Maybe trying to make sense of all the things that happened since you're a little child. Are you that person? Maybe you're asking yourself, why did it all happen? Maybe you're trying to figure yourself out. Maybe you look back in your past and say, I can't believe where I came from. Yes, are you that person that's always chasing your past? I want to tell you that I have also chased my past for many years. Still trying to understand all that has happened to me in my life. What about you? Are you still trying to understand what has happened to you in your life? Do you chase your past? And I want to ask you, now that your past is gone, where are you going to run? Now are your past is gone, what are you looking for? You see, your past is now gone. Your past is now gone. So where are you going to run? Some of you, you've been chasing your past so long, you just simply forgot about the future. Some of you have been chasing your past so long, you still can't live in the present. You have to let your past go. See, your past is now gone. Yes, I'm also that person. For many years of my own life, I've chased my past to realize that it's now gone. But as I look back in my past, I used to say my past was better. What about you? Did you ever look back in your past, or maybe it's your childhood, and said, that was the good old days? You might have said, that was the good old days. It seemed like it was easier in the past. It seemed like that morality was better in the past. I remember in my own town, looking around, seems like the community was even stronger. It seemed like people would come together, help one another out. You would see children playing. Come on, somebody. I believe that the past was better. But you know in Ecclesiastes 7:10, the Bible says, "Do not say, why were the old days better than these? For it is not wise to ask such questions." You see, in the Bible it said, "Do not say that the old days were better." The Bible says, "Do not say, why were the old days better than these?" But the truth of the matter is, we all look back on our past. And my question to you is, now that the past is gone, where are you going to run? A lot of you folks, you're running. You've been running for many years of your life because you just can't look at the past. You can't face the past. You can't forgive your past. You see, the Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:10, this of course is exactly the kind of question that may be expected from nearly any old person, or any middle-aged person, or any person that had many years. This might be the kind of question. Yes, however, something else may also be true of such these questions. The downward spiral of human wickedness in many situations is radical enough to justify this kind of question. This downward spiral of wickedness. And as you look back in the past, the Bible was saying, the past I thought was better because each and every day it seems as I get older, the world gets more wicked. Can some of you acknowledge that? That every day, it seems like every day, it gets more wicked. Every day, it gets even more wicked. There's a downward spiral of this human wickedness. That means that every day as I get older, the world gets more wicked. This was why it says, why were the old days better than these? The Bible says, do not say that. You see, the apostle said, wickedness shall wax worse and worse. Although there's a quality in human life that romanticizes and glorifies the days of one youth, conveniently forgetting its hardships and disasters, dwelling only upon those memories which are delightful and pleasant. And this very human trait frequently leads older people to glorify the former days with a halo of desirability to which those days are in no wise entitled. The ancient, yes, we tend to romanticize and we tend to glorify our past. We tend to look back at our youth and we want to say that these days are better. We want to look back in the past and we want to say, where is my past gone? And where am I going to run? And why is my past gone? And what are you looking for now that it's gone? And yes, you tend to romanticize the glory days of one's youth. Maybe it's time that you were playing basketball or football, and it was the day that they would call the glory days, and you would romanticize it. But the Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:10, it said, do not say, why were the old days better than these? For it is not wise to ask such a question. Yes, today we don't see children in our streets. Our society of America is being demoralized. Yes, the past is now gone. We have taken Jesus out of America. We don't have the cross in America like we did in the past. We are being dehumanized, demoralized. Yes, in the past it seemed to be much better. In the past seemed to be people were nicer. In the past it seemed like people had respect for one another. It seemed like they wanted to help one another. It seemed like communities and relationships were stronger. Yes, in the past it seemed to be better, but the Bible says this. Do not say, why were the old days better than these? Yes, Solomon's Proverbs here fingers an action of the part of the old people that is very generally foolish. Although, of course, exceptions undoubtedly exist also. Paul also gave us a good example that includes forgetting the things which are behind. Yes, the Bible says it's really foolish to always chase your past. But now that your past is gone, America, where are you going to run? Because the truth of the matter is, America's past is gone. And every good thing about America is gone. And I'm here to tell you the only thing that is happening in America is the floodgates of hell is moving in on this country. But I'm here to ask you a question. Now since the past is gone, where are you going to run? It's time that we bring Jesus Christ back to the future of America. And the Bible says, do not call in question God's ways in making thy former days better than thy present, as Job did. In Job chapter 29:2, Job used to say, oh, that I were in as in months gone. Oh, that I were as in months gone. By as in the days when God watched over me. I believe today that every single one of us would say, if we're honest, that the past was somehow better. Every single one of us would probably say that the past was somehow easier. Every single one of us today would look back to the past and say, I think the past was good. But the Bible says, do not say that I wish I was in the past. Do not say that the older days were better. Yes, I don't know about you, but as I look around, I think today that the older times were better. We had better movies. I love to watch the 80s, and I love to watch the 70 films. It seems like people had more respect, more honor. There was more morale. We had the Ten Commandments. Oh, come on, somebody. I look back in the past, and I think that somehow the past was better. But the Bible tells me this. The Bible says, do not be a fool. Do not be a fool, Pastor Dean. You need to stop looking back to your past. I'm telling you, stop being a fool. Do not say, why were the old days better than these? Some of you that lived in a country of peace, now it's a country of war. Some of you lived in a peace and now it's time, there's war, have overtaken your country. But the Bible says, don't be a fool. Don't say the past was better. Stop saying the past was better. In Isaiah chapter 43:18, the Bible says, forget the former things and do not dwell in the past. Do not dwell in the past. Let me ask you a question. Now that your past is gone, where are you going to run? Now that your past is gone, what are you going to do? Just now referred to the bringing of Israel out of Egypt in Isaiah 43:18, and through the Red Sea and the drowning of the Pharaoh and his army in it. For through these things were worthy to be remembered with thankfulness and praise, and to the glory of God, and for the encouragement of faith, yet not in comparison of what was hereafter to be done. Meaning not the redemption from Babylon, unless as a type of spiritual and eternal redemption by Christ. For otherwise there were greater and more wonderful things done when Israel were brought up out of Egypt, than when they were brought up out of Babylon. By this great salvation of the Messiah, which exceeds both the deliverance out of Egypt and Babylon, is meant. The reason why, if you're a believer in Jesus, it is not wise to always look back in the past. You see, the Israelites always referred back to what happened in Egypt. But you didn't know that the deliverance that God was going to take the Egyptians out from Babylon was even going to be greater. And on top of that, the great salvation of the Messiah of Jesus was even greater than the Babylonians. The deliverance of Babylon. You see, the reason why Jesus Christ doesn't want you to always dwell in your past, because now He's about to deliver even greater. The deliverance of Jesus on your life is going to be even greater than your past. So now, since your past is gone, where are you going to run? I'm here to tell you that Israel always looked back to the time that they were delivered from the hands of Egypt, to the time they were delivered from Pharaoh's army. And yes, Jesus, and they always, the Israelites and their children and generation after generation, used to always look back to that generation or that time which they missed the great deliverance of the Babylonians that Jeremiah would warn. Jeremiah warned them. However, in Jeremiah chapter 16:14, however, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when it will no longer be said, as surely as the Lord lives, who brought the Israelites up out of Egypt. You see, the days were coming, Jeremiah was telling Israel, that signified that the blessing of their deliverance out of Babylon would be so great that would abolish the remembrance of the deliverance out of Egypt. But he was here chiefly respect to the spiritual deliverance under Jesus Christ. I'm here to tell you right now, Jesus Christ wants to deliver you from your past. Jesus Christ has come to deliver you from your past. I don't know what your past has been. Maybe your past has been very terrible. I don't know, but now since your past is gone, where are you going to run? Now since your past is gone, what are you going to do? I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ is going to deliver you, and Jesus Christ is going to do greater things than He did in your past. So the Bible said it's not wise to remember your past. The Bible says it's not wise to always look back at the former things of your life. Yes, the Bible says that we should not look back to our past, because the deliverance that's going to happen today will be even greater. You see, Babylon should have abolished any remembrance of Egypt. And the coming of the Messiah should have abolished any remembrance of the deliverance of Babylon. Jeremiah 23:7, so then the days are coming, declares the Lord, when people will no longer say, as surely as the Lord lives, who brought the Israelites out of Egypt. The days are coming, will there be no remembrance of your past. The days are coming when you will not remember your past, the Bible says. You will no longer be hanging out of your past. Your past will no longer trouble you. The days are coming in your life when your past will no longer trouble you. Your past will no longer bother you. And God will deliver you. And He will do much greater things for you in your present life, your present situation, than He did in your past. Can I get an amen for that today? Yes, my question to you, now that your past is gone, where are you going to run? Now that your past is gone, where are you going to run? In Isaiah 65:17, the Bible says, see, I will create a new heavens and a new earth. The former things will not be remembered, nor will they come to mind. You need to understand what God is doing. He's saying the former things, your past, will no longer be remembered. The pain, the suffering, the hurt of this world will no longer be remembered. The poverties, the wars, the sufferings, All this that is happening worldwide will no longer be remembered. It will no longer come to your mind. Why? He says, do not remember the past. Do not look at the past, the former things. See, I am creating a new heaven and a new earth. You see, the Bible says, do not remember. No, don't remember the troubles. The word here is the former or the forgotten things. The former sorrow of the earth under the fall shall be so far from recurring that the very remembered shall be obliterated by the many mercies and the many miracles that are about to be bestowed upon this new earth and upon your life. I'm here to tell you that there's going to be many mercies and many miracles that are about to be bestowed upon your life. Don't you want these miracles, these mercies, these deliverance? Stop looking to your past today. I'm here to tell you there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. God's saying today there's going to be new mercies. Today there's going to be new miracles in your life. Today there's going to be a resurrection power. I'm here to tell you it's today that God wants to do something great in your life. It's today. It's not the former things. Oh, Jeremiah was warning the Israelites to stop looking at the deliverance of Egypt because he said, today here that you're about to be delivered from the Babylonians. And Jesus Christ said, you need to stop looking to your past because today I'm here to deliver you. You see, the problem was when Jesus Christ, he walked on this earth, they were all looking to the past. They were all looking back to the Abrahamic covenant. They wanted to look back to the past. And Jesus came and he said, today is the time of deliverance. I'm here to tell you right now, today is the time of your deliverance. I'm here to tell you that today is the time that Jesus Christ is going to perform miracles. Today is the time. Today when it's hard. Today when you look around and there's war. Today when you feel like the economy is bad. Today when you feel like you can't go on. Today when you have no power anymore. I'm here to tell you today God is about to perform a miracle. Today His mercies are coming upon you. It's today. You need to stop looking to your past. You need to let your past go. And you need to let the miracles of the Lord fall on you today. Oh, come on somebody. Now that the past is gone, where are you going to run? Now that the past is gone, where are you going to run? Now that the past is gone, where are you going to go? I'm here to tell you it's today. It's today that Jesus wants to perform His mercies on your life. It's today that Jesus wants to resurrect. Oh, I feel somebody. Come on, somebody. It's time that we stop dwelling in our past. It's time that we stop chasing our past. Maybe you've been chasing your past a little too long. Why did it all happen, you might say. But I'm here to tell you today, today God's going to perform His miracles on your life. It's going to be today. The Bible said in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. A new creation has come. The old is gone. The new is here. Yes, America's dying because we have taken Jesus out of this country. America is dying. But if we need to stop looking at the past and we need to pray for deliverance on America. You need to stop looking in your past. And it's time to pray for deliverance on your own life. Now that the past is gone, America, where are you going to run? Now that the past is gone in your life, what are you going to do? What are you going to look for? This is what I want to encourage you. Israel kept looking to the past of the deliverance of Egypt. But the deliverance was even going to be greater when they are delivered out of Babylon. You have been delivered in your past, and no matter what your age is, and whether you're young or old, it don't matter. God's deliverance in your life is going to be even greater. Yes, God's deliverance in this time can be even greater. You see, Israel was under captivity, and some of you countries right now are under captivity of the devil, but his deliverance is going to be even greater in your country. His deliverance is going to be even greater in your nation if you reach out and cry out to Jesus. Israel is under captivity of Egypt. Israel is under captivity of the Babylonians, and God delivered them in much of a greater way. And I'm here to tell you, some of you need a deliverance so great, that we cannot even comprehend. And Jesus Christ's deliverance is going to come so great. Jesus Christ is going to deliver you in such a great way. I was just watching the news of a soldier who was in captivity for 5 years and was rescued. A great rescue after 5 years. The deliverance, it has to come. For America. People are going to have to see where we are at today and wake up. We got to get our heads out of this evil television. Get your minds back on the Bible. Get your mind back on Jesus Christ. Put a cross back up in your church. Put the Ten Commandments back up. Come on, somebody. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. I'm here to ask you a simple question. Now, since your past is gone, where are you going to run? Now, since the past of America is gone, the Model Ts, they're gone. The 57 Chevys are gone. Yeah, there's still some. Yes, the movie theaters, the popcorns in the small towns are gone. Small town America is gone. The black and white television is gone. America's dying. The time of apple pie. Communities are gone. Now that your past America is gone, where are you going to run? What are you going to do? Jesus Christ said, the deliverance today will be greater than your past, no matter what stage of your life that you're in. America, now since your past is gone, where are you going to run? Because America is dying, and without the deliverance of Jesus Christ, America has no future. Without the deliverance of Jesus Christ, America has no future. Without the deliverance of Jesus Christ, your marriage has no future. Without the deliverance of Jesus Christ, your church has no future. Now, since your past is gone, where are you going to run? You see, in Ecclesiastes 7:10, the Bible says, do not say, why were the old days better than these? For it's just not wise to ask such questions. Because Jesus said to forget the things that are behind and look forward. Yes. So I caught myself looking back and saying that I've always chased my past, and like some of you, I've always wanted to look back at my past, and I always said the past was better. And I know some of you, you're ready to let the past go. You're at that stage of your life like I am. It's time to let the past go. And whether you believe it was better or not, maybe some of you think, yeah, my past was not better. But Jesus said, it's just not wise to always look back in your past It's time to start living your life where you're at right now. It's time to change your attitude. It's time to move forward and to change the things that must be changed. There's a lot of work to restore America morally and economically. There's a lot of work to restore the nation of America and countries around the world. Jesus Christ said, yes, it is not wise to say the old days are better. So let me leave this question to you. Now that your past is gone, where are you going to run? Think about it. Now, since your past is gone, where are you going to run? It's time to fly high, America. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. Yes, we need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now.
Winter covered with ice and snow. There was a mountain sound warming that cabin, making the timbers glow. It was like falling off a log into moss. It was like sleeping on a bed of pine straw. It was like walking through the thicket to the sun. Like rising in the morning fog. Now that the past is gone, where are you gonna run? Now that the past is gone, what are you looking for? May day, softest of green, brightest meadow we'd ever seen. There was an earthly sound hovering o'er the ground, turning the flowers around. It was like falling off a log into moss. It was like sleeping on a bed of pine straw. Walking through the thicket to the sunlight, rising in the morning fog. Now that the past is gone, where are you gonna run? Now that the past is gone, what are you looking for? What are you looking for?
Thank you.